This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The number of confirmed COVID-19 infections is nearly 4.2 million around the world, and approximately 284,000 people have died from the virus. In the United States, the hardest hit country, nearly 81,000 people have died, and there are well over 1.3 million confirmed infections. About half of Spain's 47 million people progressed to the so-called phase one of a four-step plan to relax one of Europe's strictest lockdowns Monday after the government decided the regions in which they live met the necessary criteria. Waiters in face masks served coffees and bocadilla sandwiches at cafe terraces in Seville Monday morning as parts of Spain eased restrictions. This comes amid a slowing coronavirus epidemic that has seen the number of new fatalities drop to a near two-month low. Winding down lockdowns in the UK will be more complex than launching them. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Sunday night announcement of an easing was greeted with widespread confusion and dissent. The previous stay-at-home injunction has been replaced by a much more nuanced stay-alert call. Those who can't work from home are encouraged to go to work, but only if they think they can do so safely. There was even confusion as to when the new policy should apply, from Monday or only Wednesday. Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland have said they will not use the new guidance and will stick to the existing stay-at-home message. New Zealand said it would open malls, cafes, and cinemas this week. The prime minister told a news conference, quote, "The upshot is that in 10 days' time, we will have reopened most businesses in New Zealand and sooner than many other countries around the world," end quote. New Zealand had success in fighting infection with one of the toughest and earliest lockdowns in the world. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Monday the country's non-working period imposed to contain the spread of the coronavirus will be lifted Tuesday. Putin said the national period of non-working days will be over for all sectors of the economy, adding Russia's regions will be able to keep in place any necessary antivirus measures. Monday, Georgia lifted most of the restrictions on economic activity imposed as part of the measures to contain the coronavirus spread in that country. Industrial production and trade were allowed to resume, with the exception of large shopping malls and clothing retailers. Georgians celebrated the decision, with many saying opening up the economy was a matter of survival for them. The Georgian capital also lifted the ban on entry and exit to the city that has been in place since mid-April. Some of U.S. President Donald Trump's top economic advisors stress the importance of states getting more businesses and offices.